This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Weather permitting, today NASA will launch what's playfully being called a flying saucer. It sure looks like one, but think of it more like landing gear for Mars, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
NASA wants to put big things on Mars.
We want to put rockets on Mars. We someday want to put people on Mars with habitats.
That's Mark Adler, project manager with NASA. To put big things on Mars, you need to land big things on Mars. Big things moving at 4 times the speed of sound. Using rockets to break your fall would require insane amounts of fuel. So what you need is
a supersonic inflatable aerodynamic decelerator.
That's NASA speak for a giant airbag to slow you down to a mere 2 times the speed of sound.
We are also testing a large 100-foot supersonic parachute.
Which brings us to the flying saucer. The parachute and the airbag are all inside a flying saucer-shaped payload. This program costs $200 million. Michael Lopez Alegria is president of the Commercial Spaceflight Federation.
You know, landing on the Mars so far doesn't seem to be very profitable.
Which is one reason NASA can't privatize this sort of thing like it has cargo flights to the space station. Lopez Alegria says governments will have to open the frontier to Mars, which in this case means not crashing into Mars at 3,000 miles per hour. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.